Hi!
We just realized that it's been since October since we had an episode, so...
Yeah.
We're very sorry.
Yeah.
But the world is in chaos, so we have time.
Yeah, so now... I mean, we had time before. We had very flexible schedules. We just didn't, so... Yeah.
We'll get better.
We will get better at it. So if you're hearing this, you're one of the few survivors... It is crazy right now.
Yeah.
Unlawfully crazy.
It's like where I go from feeling like I'm over worrying to feeling like I'm not worrying enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like this is serious. This is really serious, but also at the same time, like, everybody calm down. Like, it's a really weird.
Well, not really knowing, like, I have a food truck, so. All our events have been canceled for March. Probably for April, too, but we'll see. Like, as time goes on. Like, you're not doing much. Nope.
Everything's getting canceled that I do.
And it's just... It's like, well... You know, but then Preston's still going to work. And...
Yeah.
It's like, so, like... What it feels like for me is when I have procedures done on my neck, I need, like, a week or so of recovery time. It feels like I'm in that week where I don't leave the house because I'm in pain and I'm recovering and stuff like that. So that's what it feels like for me right now. But I know that next week when I would normally be getting back to a normal schedule, then it's going to feel like, well, wait a second, what the hell is going on type thing.
To me, it feels like we're prepping for a hurricane where I don't know the date.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the weird part about me is, like, I'm still doing, like, work and stuff, but I'm also like, well, let's play it by ear next week.
Yeah.
Like, as if it's like, well, they don't know where it's gonna be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's very strange, but that's not the case. Like...
Yeah. Well, and, like, part of the problem that I'm having is they have, I have it bookmarked on my phone, like, the map of where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And in our county right now, there's 8 people that have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, because they don't, obviously for HIPAA reasons, they don't release the names of people who have it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know anybody who has it, so what's going on? You know what I mean? When you hear about, it's hard to, like, I go from freaking out to like, ah, it's not that bad, because you see people... who have it, like Tom Hanks or Idris Elba or whatever, famous people who obviously get the best treatment, and it's like, well, they got over it in this amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Hanks and his wife left the hospital, I think, yesterday to go into a self-quarantine, but they don't need to be in the hospital anymore to be able to, like, have the treatment.
Yeah.
And it's like, so... But then it's like, but it's killing people.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know because, like, I'm not fully immunocompromised, but because of the stress and everything that my pain problems have on my body.
Yeah.
I don't know still, where I'm at. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's kind of like, how does this affect me? Because I'm not, it's not like blood levels are weird.
Yeah.
But also, like. My body. I get a bruise and my body, like, freaks out.
Yeah.
Like, so like, it's kind
my
of...
My body doesn't normally know how to handle stuff because it's already dealing with so much. So I'm like, am I on the scale of, like, an older person who is more at risk, or am I okay? Because I'm still... Obviously, I work out. I eat healthy, like...
You're like...
So it's like, you know, where... I don't know where I'm at on the scale, which is obviously, it's, you know, it's worrying. And, like, you know... We don't have grandparents anymore.
No.
Like, either of us. So, it's not, like, not the, you know, we would obviously worry about them. So, we don't have that kind of, like, oh, shit, I can't go out because if I get sick, then they get sick and that, you know, that kind
of
thing.
That's kind of my thing is, like, of course I don't want, like, my parents to get sick and stuff. But
no, but our parents, even though they are older, are both, all 4 of them are very, very healthy for their ages.
I'm more worried about, you know, some of my clients, they have... extremely old parents or babies. So I like, I get their worry.
Well, and what's good, not good, but like, because it's still not good for everybody else, but it seems to be that kids can carry it, but they don't typically get it.
Of course they can.
So, yeah. So it's kind of like.
Well, but then I see that there's been babies in the hospital for the same thing.
But baby, the there's been a couple of babies born to people who have coronavirus, and they had the baby test positive for it, mm-hmm. but it's cured with no medicine in, like, a week or two.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't affect them the yeah. same way it would, like,
okay, I saw someone had their baby on, like, a breathing apparatus, and then it was fine kind of thing.
Yeah, they don't need any, like, medicine or anything oh, to, okay, like, gotcha. Battle it. Their bodies kind of battle it.
It anyway. Is just, and
which
it's...
Is funny, because, like, not funny... But it's weird because, like, in that case, so is it that younger kids and younger babies, kids, and all these things are being born or already have up to, say, like, age 10, this in their body? Is yeah. it something that's been around?
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah. Is it something that's been around long enough that they've caught it, but we don't have it, so the kids are fine, and that's why they're not getting it because they're immune? Or is it in some kind of vaccine that they're already getting that we don't have, like, wasn't a thing when we were kids? Like, obviously, we don't have kids, so I don't know about vaccinations and that kind of stuff for kids. But it's funny, it's weird to me, very strange, that kids can carry it, but they typically don't get it. They yeah. don't have, like, the symptoms and stuff.
I don't know. It's so hard to, like, pinpoint the information that you can trust and follow to. Because, yeah. of course, everyone's making this a... This is a Trump. This is a Democrat. This is a... The media has blown this out of proportion.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like, I want... When I go to the news, it's so frustrating because we have, like, the horrible. Local news, the 13 channel, then we have CNN, MSNBC, like, all that kind of stuff. And they're all saying different stuff. So I'm just like, all I want to know is what are the symptoms? Yeah. How bad is it when I do get it in my age bracket?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff. And it's like, I don't care if I don't care if schools are closed. Obviously, yeah. that's a personal thing. But, like, for me personally... Once you've said once that the schools are closed and everybody knows about it, stop fucking talking about that. Because I'm more worried about what do we do from here. Yes, schools are closed, bars are closed, gyms are closed, movie theaters, parks, blah, 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 whatever. So now we've established that. Can we move past that? You don't need to keep harping on that. Move to the next stage. Okay, how many people have it? Who's been cured of it? How long have they been cured of
it? Well, and I want them to focus on the downward of this, because exactly. a lot of the charts and any, like, predictions that doctors and, like, these specialists are having is it's going to mutate.
Yeah.
Everything does.
Which it
does.
Already has.
Yeah. Everything does. Apparently. I get it. It's going to mutate, but there's, like, a upward and then a downward, yeah. but they have that downward down into August. Yeah. And it's just kind of like...
Well, they're trying to flatten that so that it does last longer, but that less people get it at the same time.
Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff that I'd like for it to stay yeah. focused on, not Trump leashed this by, like, blowing it out his window, or the Democrats are doing it so yeah. they can attack Trump. I don't.
Yeah.
Legit. Do not care.
Well, and there's always, like, that, like, worry, too, because China is so controlling over its people and stuff.
Yep. And
there's
gross.
Always that worry that it's, like, what aren't they telling us? How long did they have it before it became a big enough problem that other people started to notice that they were, like, okay, we have to tell people now that we have this
well,
thing here.
Well, yeah, that's kind of, like, the thing, too, is with everything that's going on in Hong Kong right now and just... It wasn't getting any better.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are not stopping.
No.
And they have no right to. They need to stand their ground.
Exactly.
But how does one fight that?
Well, and I saw, obviously, there's been a million fucking conspiracy theory type
yes.
things. But I did see one that it was like, it's funny because, like, the theory of how it became, because it's an animal virus that's now mutated to be able to go to humans. So how did that happen? And, like, it does sound kind of like a biological warfare thing that went wrong.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, they were working on it and somebody caught it or whatever. And, like, I don't want to believe that, obviously. But
I know, but...
They're so, like, China is so shut down on stuff that it's, like, we don't know. Like, we only know... The only things we know about the stuff that is going on there with the coronavirus and everything is that whatever they're telling us, they could be telling us, same with our government, they could not be telling us. The fact, one of the problems I think right now is that we're not testing people.
Mm-mm.
So we could have, yes, there's eight count of people in our county that have it.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's 8 people. How many people did they interact with before they realized they were sick? And how many of those people have been tested for this virus?
Well, and that's the thing, is it's such a long incubation period and after effect period that it's... You isolate them while they're sick. They're supposed to be sick up to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then it's another 2 weeks of incubation. Like,
yeah. Well, and because
you need everyone to stay away from everyone for a month.
Yeah. Well, like, because it's a community spread thing, like, there are people, obviously, now, like, some of the first cases in Washington, I think, nobody had been to China. Nobody had been around anybody who had been to China. So, obviously, there is somebody in that kind of 6 degrees of separation that has been around somebody who had it, but didn't realize it, and it just kept going and going and going. Yeah. Like, and... It just, it's
and then
terrible.
I don't know what this whole, like, bat soup thing is.
Well, that's,
unless
they're
that
saying
seems
that,
like it's being fed to the public to be like, here's an answer.
Well, they're saying that that's what it was, is that in Wuhan, where it started, at, like, a market, like a farmer's market or whatever they have, that it mutated from a bat's disease that they were giving to each other back and forth to being able to jump to humans, like, mutating to be able to jump to humans and make them sick.
Yeah, that... This whole thing, everything I hear, and then the bat soup thing, sounds like a Stephen King novel.
Yeah.
Like, it legit, every time something comes up, I'm like, this is literally, I see, oh, well, God is trying to punish us for our sins, and then you see, well, Trump's trying to kill, and it, like, it's this, like, religion and government thing, and I'm like, Stephen King must be sitting down and being going, like, I am R.L. Stein. My books are coming to life.
Yeah.
Like, this is
happening.
Like, this is fucking crazy.
Well,
and
I
am not crazy. This Taiwan monkey thing is going to be a problem. Because they're, like, attacking people, and they look...
Well, they could have it,
because
it goes from
animal to animal. Those
little
fuckers are disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, that's the next chapter. 2020, part 2, 28 days later. Like, it's
well,
gonna happen.
Well, it is. It's hard to... And, like, you know, I get it. People are annoyed that if they have to work, they have their kids home and that kind of stuff. But, like, the amount of bitching that I've seen, yeah, it sucks.
Kim,
but it sucks,
people are dying.
Right?
Like,
like, it sucks for everybody.
It does.
Like, I worry every day because Preston still has to go to work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm being as safe as I can. I'm staying home. I'm trying not to go anywhere.
A plumber.
Like,
it's.
You have to see. He has to see people. He can't, you know, just take off work. And it's just like. So, I'm going to be as careful as I possibly can, but some asshole out there who thinks that they deserve
I'm
to
fine.
Go to a restaurant...
I'm fine.
...and that they're fine, they're going to give it to Preston, and he's going to bring it home to me.
That's the thing.
Like, not that I want him to get sick, but I
no,
really don't want to get sick either.
But it
like,
is. It's just... It's... Again, it's that... Who are they interacting with? Like, luckily, Mom doesn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad's a plumber. Like...
Yeah.
They're not stopping. They're not closing the shop down. They're doing absolutely everything they can about entering people's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
But he's...
Well, and, like, he's clean anyway because he's a plumber. He has to obviously wash
yeah,
his hands and stuff
but
a
it
lot.
Just,
but
he's
still...
in the bathroom. He's in personal people's bathrooms with coughing and sneezing and doing whatever the fuck they're doing. Like, you know, that's worrisome to me, but it's weird. And even though... Those are the people that'll give it to someone that has to go and do their job.
Yeah. Like, nurses, first responders, people who are,
feels
like...
feel so bad for
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
like,
it's terrible, because they're the people that we should be worried about with their kids. Like, if they can't... They have to go to work. There's really nothing they can do.
Mm-mm.
But if they don't have childcare, then we don't have nurses or doctors
well,
or,
and,
you know...
You know, wherever you guys are at, like... People are losing their mind here, and, like, I had a client that was like, so I have 4 kids, now they're home an extra week, now it's more, because they announced it's
until
April 15th.
Till the end of the...
They're
the
home an extra week. I go grocery shopping, because my kids are home an extra
yeah.
week, no fucking food,
no.
because Sandra
yeah.
wants to take all the deli meat and lock herself in a house for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
Chill.
Like, they're saying you can go to grocery stores
just
and everything like
stop.
That. Like,
it's still... Production's happening.
Yeah.
Like, just, you gotta chill.
I get
chill.
It. Like, we ordered groceries. We always order our groceries from Walmart because it's easier. Like, for some reason, with my chronic pain issues, grocery shopping is one of the things that takes most of my spoons.
Yeah.
so we always get our groceries delivered. We had a window between 5 and 6 for Walmart to deliver, and we knew that it would probably be closer to 6 than 5. Yeah. Like, we get it. It's busy. But by 7:30, we called, and we were like, we're just going to come pick it up. And we did, and we get there, and there's, like, 3 kids, maybe, like, 20 years old, in the grocery pickup packing place.
Okay.
With totes everywhere of people's groceries, and you can tell that they're just fucking frazzled. Like, they're so happy that they didn't have to worry about delivering our food because we came and got it.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane. So, but, like, you know, chill. Like, if you're not, like, just, yeah. Just wash your hands, stay home, like.
We went to Publix, we wiped down the thing.
Yeah.
We washed our hands once we got home. Mm. Like, I mean, it's just, you can say it all you want, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day, because if this stuff lasts or travels like it does, then it might happen.
Yeah.
But panicking about it is not going to make it not happen.
One, I saw one thing where typically you take, like, ibuprofen for a fever, and this reacts badly with ibuprofen. Uh-huh. So if you do think you have it, do not take ibuprofen. Like, take, like, Tylenol or aspirin or something that's not ibuprofen.
Huh, that's interesting. Because
whatever anti-inflammatory is in ibuprofen seems to be reacting with the virus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
I don't know. You see so many things. Like, Brad has a friend that works at the news station, the local one. Mm-hmm. And she's saying the same thing. She's like, everybody's losing their fucking mind right now. Yeah. Like, losing their mind.
It's like hurricane prep on steroids, like.
Well, and then the people that are blaming the media, which I get, they've hyped it. It's not local media.
Yeah.
It's the media where you don't really know where they're at.
Yeah.
Like, where is CNN?
They bash Trump, I believe.
Okay, so where's Fox home base?
They are Democrat. Like, they're Democratic.
It's so, like, it's, people can blame them, but, like, her new studio is getting heat.
Yeah.
She's like, we're just trying to do our job. Yeah. Like, we don't have anything to do with this.
When I try to typically watch my own R13, like, local news channel. Yeah. Because they tell me what's going on in my county.
Exactly.
Not fucking freaking me out by
telling
me what's going
on
in New York.
Exactly.
And, like, Washington and stuff.
It's insane. So just stay safe out there. Please leave food for people that have these kids at home now.
Yeah.
And just, if you have an abundance of stuff, when you feel that you are, like, you don't need it anymore, you need to check out, like, donate it to nursing homes, donate it to the hospital, or find, like, an orphanage or a children's, something where there's, like, a large group of people. Try to focus towards the elderly, because it's a very bad virus that's going around, but it's something that the elderly can't come back from. We might be able to, a lot of people will be able to, but it's really, really dangerous for the old. So
yeah.
Try to help them out if you have an abundance, and just don't be that asshole.
Yeah.
Like, just don't. It's not that big a deal. Also, please don't flush your paper towels and stuff. Trust me, you will have a very large bill. Or do. It works either way if you're in our area.
Right.
Please do. As much as possible.
Donnie Daniels Plumbing.
All right, so.
Yeah, so back to normal programming.
Yeah.
We watched Campfire Tales just
Somebody
now.
Had a birthday recently.
Me. it was actually a good birthday.
Yeah.
Pretty low key.
You legit made it home just in time.
Yes.
Like, legit.
Yeah. Well, like, we were in Salem watching the TV, like, and then it said there was a Biogen conference in Boston, and they were saying that people there had it, and that's how it had spread through the conference. And they had all come through Logan Airport. And
we were
like, oh, fuck. So, thankfully, we got home, and then everything went to shit.
Yeah, it really was. It was like Sam and them, like, stepped off the plane, and then there was, like, the end of that day, and then the next morning we woke up to, like, Disney closing.
Yeah.
Everything shutting down. Sam legit made it off the plane, like, not a minute to spare.
Yeah. Like, well, and they said that the TSA officer at Orlando tested positive, and, like, so far, we're okay. It's been a week since we got back, so.
Another week.
But you don't know.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I have
just,
no idea.
But, anyways, so for her birthday, I got her two movies, one highly sought after, one completely forgotten about and abandoned, and I don't know why.
Because it was a sci-fi original, I think.
Was it a sci-fi?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure if it was, like, a Hallmark like a Lifetime
movie.
Yeah,
that's what I always remember it being, a sci-fi original.
Yeah, yeah. I never saw the second one. No, I do remember the first one.
Unless Judd Nelson's in the second one, I probably won't flip over the disc ever.
So, anyways, the first one, highly sought after, I don't know how I got it for this price, is Campfire Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Campfire Tales. Just Campfire There's Tales. Another one.
That's Campfire Stories.
Campfire Stories. This one is...
I have also, just because...
I got it. Yeah. I have it because I thought it was this
one. Yeah. So, Campfire Tales is from, what did you say, 97?
It is from 97.
And it's got Christine Taylor in
it. Amy Smart.
James Marsden. Mm-hmm. The guy from Office Space. There's actually a couple.
Francis from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, Mark from Roseanne. Yep. Becky's husband. And they... Honestly, it holds up. We watched it. So we watched it when we were kids.
I was gonna say.
We rented it for one of Caitlin's birthday like sleepovers when we were maybe like 8, 9, something like that.
Something.
Well, we had to have been 97, so it was in Video King. So it was probably like we may have rented it in like 98, 99,
maybe
something like that. Yeah. So we were 9 or 10 at the time.
Because my mom was not footing the bill for those brand new to DVD or brand new to VHSs. Yeah. So it had to be on the normal shelves, yeah. 5 for $5.
So we finally, we got it and then we watched it and there's, it's like a, what do you call it?
There's a wraparound story, but it's an anthology. Yeah.
So there's different like campfire quote unquote stories. And the, as the kids are, they crash their car. So they get into the woods and they start a campfire. And to pass the time until somebody comes, they tell each other scary stories as they're going on.
There's three. And the wraparound.
Yeah, there's...
The RV.
The RV.
The dog. And the necklace.
The necklace.
And then the wraparound.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought there was more.
I think because, the wraparound's like his story.
Well, I didn't remember the RV story at all. So that's how it starts out, is the RV story. There's these two, like a
couple.
That's
the guy from Office
Space. Oh, and technically the Amy Smart story, where it's like the hook on the car door thing.
Oh, yeah, that kind of starts the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's weird, like, that they put that in there. Because I don't know why I think this when we watch it, is because I thought I remembered Amy Smart and James Marsden. They show you them in the 50s, and then they, like, meet up with the kids at the campfire. So that must be the other one that has that kind of thing.
Oh,
okay. And then they don't know that they're ghosts.
Okay, that makes sense.
But we do, because we've seen them in the 50s.
I definitely don't remember the Amy Smart thing at all.
Yeah. So, it's, like we said, it's an anthology, but the kids crash their car and they start telling stories. And they're, like, the stories you heard in, like, elementary
school.
They're
urban legends.
Yeah, yeah. That everybody passes along. Like, the first one is the RV, where... people start to try to break into the RV. The guy goes to get gas because somebody siphoned the gas, or cut the fuel line or whatever it is. And these like crazy, like wrong turn type people.
Yeah.
Come.
It's a little bit of like a twist. I think because they use the hook story for the Amy Smart thing. It's like a little bit of a twist of that.
Yeah. And then you hear like the scraping on the roof.
The banging. Like, and it's the boyfriend.
That's been like gutted.
Yeah. And spoiler alerts if you haven't seen it. Yeah. It's 97. It's really fun. You can see what's happened. Yeah. Like there's no really no like spoiler.
DVDs typically go for about $150 on Amazon.
I know. So. I found that one person that was like, let me get rid of this shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Like it's crazy. Because we wanted to watch it for years. We watched it once, maybe like 10 years ago on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then it was quickly taken down for copyright.
Yeah.
And then the second story is the typical story of the little girl who's home alone. Mm-hmm. And every time she puts her hand, like to reassure herself while the storm is going on, she puts her hand down and the dog licks her hand. Jada wants to be part of this, sorry. So she didn't like the part. That's why she's whining. But every time she puts her hand down, the dog licks her hand. She feels better because the dog's laying under the bed.
Yeah.
It turns out that that's not the case. It's some creep that's broken in, killed her dog, and is licking. The only difference from that story and the, like, the one we used to tell as kids is it was, like, she kept her hearing, in our story, she always kept hearing a drip, drip, drip.
Drip, 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 yeah.
And then when she goes to find out what the drip is, she sees her dog hanging there with the blood dripping from it.
And then when she comes in the bedroom, it says people can lick, too.
On the mirror. Yeah. So
that's the one that
the
my
difference.
Mom always told.
Yeah,
and
that's
I
the
always
one I
told,
knew.
Too.
Yeah, like, that's the only one I ever knew.
But we had told it forever. Drip. We hadn't visually seen it.
Yeah.
But we had told it forever when we were kids. Yeah. It was all the time. It was like our go-to.
Which is why we were excited to rent this movie, because it, on
it
the cover,
had
you
it.
See it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they just call it People Can Lick, too. We've just always known it as drip, drip, drip.
Yeah.
And we love this movie. Like, this is the kind of 90s movie that we would love anyhow. Like, honestly, it's just, it's really good. It really, really is. Yeah. You will never find it, probably. Or,
check YouTube. It might be on there.
Yeah, if you do, like, you need to watch it. It's really fun. But we've always told this story. And it was always my go-to, like, telling scary stories. My mom scared me with it, etc. We finally get this DVD. Or, well, VHS at the time.
Yeah.
Where it's a group of girls.
It is. If you search Campfire Tales movie on YouTube, it's on it's there. The first one.
Okay. We get to that part of the movie. I'm like, oh my god, this is it. So, my dad's, like, really funny, and a big jokester. But he also doesn't, like, quote-unquote, know his own strength, maybe, in a comedic sense. So, we're watching this, and it's, like, real tense. And, like, to be honest, I was tense tonight. Like, it's, like, a tense movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gore. It's really good. So, we're watching it, and there's a scene where the girl, like, she's scared, and then she sees the sister, and she's like, oh my god, you suck, and, like, blah, 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 and she goes in her room, she lays on her bed, and she puts her hand down, her dog's licking her hand, and she's like, no, you really messed up, like, I was super scared, like, where were you for me? And she opens her eyes, and she looks in the mirror, and it says, people can lick too, and she sees this guy with long hair licking her hand, and, like, right at that scene, we all, I don't know if we screamed first or what, but my dad dropped a pillow on all these girls from our balcony. My cousin lost her mind. There was screaming, there was crying, there was probably like, kicking.
Literally sobbing.
But, like, I mean, it was sobbing. And, like, dad disappears, mom comes out to, like, help the wreckage of, like, me and, like, we screamed because, like, Alyssa screamed, and then Alyssa, like, heard us scream, and then she started crying, and there's a pillow, and, like, me and Sam are just laughing because we don't, and that it would just, like, it was total fucking chaos. Chaos. So, like, Alyssa begs to go home. She, like, lived next door. So she, like, my mom walks her home. It's, like, middle of the night right now, and we finished this fucking movie, and I literally only remember, like, the last scene of the last one. I didn't remember any of that story except the last scene.
Yeah.
But, like, the drip, drip, drip story is one of my favorites, and then I have literally one of my favorite childhood memories from it, too. Mm-hmm. So good. So, after that one is the necklace one, the one with...
So, I'm always confused by that one. So, what happens is a guy breaks down on his motorcycle. He goes to this old, like, house with, like, a farm and stuff. And there's a girl there who's wearing a locket choker that can't talk. And at midnight or 10 o'clock comes and it keeps replaying downstairs while they're upstairs, like murders that happen in the house. And she says it's ghosts. So the guy goes downstairs to see what's going on, sees like blood everywhere, sees her in a puddle of blood and then another person with jeans on, indicating that he's dead too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So then they run away, they run out of the house when she comes back. Every time the scene resets, like the ghost scene resets, she's able to come back to him. So they run out and they like sleep by a tree in order to get away from her dad, who's the one that's like apparently being an axe murderer. So while she's sleeping, he takes off her locket. And inside it is a picture of her from, like, the 1800s.
Maybe, yeah.
And then him from the 1800s. So I never really understood
it. Why he has jeans on?
Yeah. And then her head falls off after he's taken off the necklace. So it, like, breaks the trance or whatever. But I never understood. So, like, is that his, like, great-grandpa, and that's what happened, and... Or is it him as a ghost, and he relives the whole motorcycle thing every time?
I think it's just way too messy. So, I think what was happening was it's supposed to be those two from that time. Just, they've been going through this whole thing over and over again. Like, maybe he did show up on, like, horse carriage.
Yeah.
But they tried to make him modern and her not.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work out like that.
No, it was really...
But they also say that it's been repeating for, like, hundreds of years. Yeah. So, but you can't do that and make him modern.
Yeah, I think that...
So, I think they just try too hard to, like, trick us.
Yeah.
But the way they want to trick us, just, it doesn't work.
Yeah, like, it would have made more sense... Because, like, he's holding her head, and that's how the story ends. But I don't, like I said, I don't understand if he's a ghost or he came to the house and got murdered for the first time when the dad came home for, like, the nightly, like, replaying of the scene. Or, and that's his, like, great-grandpa, or somebody who just looked like him, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's very confusing.
It is. It's super confusing. It's, the story just needs to stick to kind of this whole, we replay this every night thing. But it would be totally fine to just keep them somewhat modern, both of them.
Well, and then there's the, she supposedly can't talk to the point where she has a chalkboard that she keeps, like, with her to be able to, like, communicate with people. But then after, right after he takes her locket off, she wakes up before her head falls off and says, "What's wrong with me?" But she hasn't been talking this whole time.
I think that, like, to me, that was always, like, a spell by the house.
Yeah.
Because she had her head chopped off in the house. Yeah. It was kind of like a spell within the house to not be able to talk. But then again, like, I don't know what ghost was like, oh, you can't talk anymore, so here's a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Like, the whole story really doesn't.
Yeah. Like, it's a good movie.
It's fine. But it, like, just do not read into it. Just enjoy it for what it is.
And then the wraparound is the kids who crashed their car in the beginning, when they did crash their car, they did die. So them in the campfire tales is them as ghosts, like, basically waiting for their bodies to be found or whatever.
Yeah, the one guy that crashed the car is, like, the last one to die kind of thing.
And it turns out that the reason is because he can see around him even without being able to move.
He's kind of aware.
While he's dying, he sees all the people. He sees the first couple from the RV story.
Yeah.
The guy who's working on him is the guy who went to the house with the girl with the locket.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple of, like, tie-ins where he saw the people and made up the story and made them part of the story type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a really...
It's super fun.
Yeah.
Like, it is super fun. You see these people as babies in this movie. Yeah. Like, they are so young.
Like,
But they're good. Like, it's not... It's really not too goofy of a 90s movie. And there is, like, some really good gore in it. It really is enjoyable. Like, if you haven't checked it out, it is... And you like 90s movies, like, you're pretty happy with all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, 90s horror. You'll love it. Like, I promise you that. Yeah. It's so good.
It's really good. Well, and it's only, like, an hour and 10 minutes long or something like that.
Yeah, no. And the stories are actually, like, they do pretty good with the stories. Mm-hmm. So, it was super fun. But.
We haven't watched Cabin by the Lake yet, which is the other movie Caitlin got me. But I remember that being, like, a sci-fi original movie.
I wondered if it was, like, I thought it was, like, a Hallmark. Because I remember it being, for some reason, I remember it being very romantic, even though he was doing what he was doing.
Yeah, well, that's because it was Judd Nelson, who is Bender from The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And always looking over us.
He's delicious.
He is so delicious.
He's in the pod room on the wall. but yeah, like, it's a very good movie. It definitely holds up. We haven't seen it. We saw it. Then we hadn't seen it in, like, a decade.
Well, it was
then
like we
haven't seen it again in a decade.
We thought about it, and then we were like, YouTube. Because this was still in the time of, like, video rentals were gone, but also, like, how do you watch videos?
Yeah. So, you had to buy every... Like, we had DVDs out the ass, because it was like, if you want to see something, you gotta buy it.
Yeah, so it was like, me and Sam had a nostalgic moment, looked it up. Okay, where do we buy this? Because we were, watching it on YouTube. And then they were like, oh, do you know where you buy it? From all the other people that have nostalgia about this movie and are charging, like, $100-something for a DVD.
Insane.
So...
I was gonna look it up now.
That was that. Like, and we just never bought it. We were like, okay, so it's got some weird following we never knew about.
Yeah. Right now it's $45. One in stock. To buy Campfire Tales.
It's crazy. Like, I don't know.
$45 fucking.
I got insane. Lucky.
$48, $40, $89. Somebody's trying to sell a DVD for $215. Like,
I got really lucky. I don't know. Because I did not spend that on it.
Yeah.
I just found that one person that puts DVDs up for sale on... And it worked the whole way through. Because I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Until after.
When it has 4.4 out of 5 stars on Amazon.
It's,
Which is pretty good.
It's great. So, good luck. Keep an eye on it.
And let us know if you've seen it.
Let us know if you've seen it, if you're gonna watch it, what you thought about it. And if we will do Cabin by the Lake soon. So, if you remember that, or if you see it, that one's easier to find. Usually it comes with a second one. Have not seen that one.
Yeah, I didn't even know that there was a second one.
Yeah, so we're excited about that one, too, because that's a, like, middle school nostalgia, I think, about that time.
Yeah, I think so, because Judd Nelson was old enough that it was like, oh, it's him, but not old enough that, like, you still recognize him, and he's still hot.
Yeah, now. But not... Yeah.
Not that too much too.
But not the Judd Nelson now.
Yeah.
Because that one's a little depressing, so.
I haven't seen him in anything forever.
He's sci-fi movies. He's in, like, a bunch of them. Poor guy. I know.
He deserves better.
I know.
All right. So, stay safe.
Yeah.
We'll try to do another episode next week.
Yes.
Unless one of us gets sick. But, yeah, so let us know if you've seen the movie, and let us know any ideas you have for podcasts. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.